Raven wrapped several strands of the underlayer of the wig around her fingers and arranged the long curls against Rue's bare shoulders. Rue's real hair was naturally red, but her trademark color in the band was a vibrant crimson. Each of the five women of Barokin had a particular color for her costume and hair to offset the black goth dresses and makeup they wore in public. And with her name, she'd had to choose red as her color. "You're as gorgeous as you're going to get," Raven said, taking a step back to admire her work. Rue struck a pose and then stuck out her tongue at her reflection in the full-length mirror. She scarcely recognized herself when she was in costume, which meant when she was out of her dark and heavy makeup, no one would realize she was the keyboardist for an up-and-coming band that would soon go on tour with the most highly regarded metal band in existence. They were supposed to meet the members of Exodus End that evening and attend a party as their special guests, which was why all the women in her band were in full costume tonight, even though they didn't have a gig. "Go put on your boots and practice breathing," Raven advised. The petite, black-haired, goth, punk, emo designer genius gave Rue a little shove and then turned to Lily, who had her sleek black-and-white wig on backwards. Again. "It's shorter in the back than the front," Raven explained to the frustrated drummer. Again. "Not sure why I voted in favor of this stupid idea," Lily complained as Raven removed the wig and spun it around before slipping it back down over Lily's naturally pale blonde hair. "No one can see me behind the drums anyway. I could wear jeans and a t-shirt." "You don't like the costume I designed for you?" Raven asked, her lashes fluttering as she fought fake tears. Rue smirked. She'd been Raven's roommate since they'd been preteens, so Rue knew when Raven was laying on the bullshit. There was currently enough in the room to load a wagon. Lily, on the other hand, had roomed with their lead singer, Iona, so the band's little drumming sweetheart was susceptible to Raven's ploys. Lily laid a hand on Raven's slight shoulder and squeezed. "Oh, Raven, your costumes are gorgeous. We're so lucky to have you."
"And don't you forget it," Raven said through a mouthful of bobby pins. She jabbed a few into Lily's head to hold her wig in place.
Rue chuckled and slipped her foot into one of her lace-up, knee-high leather boots. The tongue was the same shade of red as her jagged-edged petticoat, her corset stays, and the ribbon that laced it up her back, as well as the underlayer of her wig. Every other inch of her outfit was black lace, except for the giant garnet stone at the center of her choker necklace. "You don't get to be comfortable if the rest of us have to suffer, Lil," Rue said. "Besides, the fans will want to see those huge knockers of yours."
"Bite me," Lily said.
Rue chomped her teeth at the woman who would always be her big sister, even if they weren't related by blood. Lily adjusted said knockers inside her white corset. She had to tape those puppies in there when she played live to avoid jiggling out of her top, but her boobs should survive a party with Exodus End unseen unless she got drunk enough to dance and started air drumming. Then costume malfunctions were all but guaranteed.
"Are you guys ready?"
Azura called from the adjoining hotel room. The door between the two suites was open, so it was almost like their overcrowded studio in the East Village, where the six of them lived on top of each other.
"Lil put her wig on backwards," Raven said.
Lily extended a hand toward the other suite and stomped her foot.
"Azura is the one who helped me put the damn thing on in the first place."
"You need a longer wig," Azura said, coming into their suite.
She was already dressed in her blue and black stage persona gear, and her wig was waist length, so there was no chance she'd put it on backwards unless she were attempting a Cousin It look.
"I can't tell the front of yours from its back."
"You and me both," Lily.